Two Old Women, Chapter 2. Chi sat and tried to make up her mind on whether or not she wanted to fight to survive. A feeling of hope was in her after listening to Sa talk, but she still felt desperation after being left behind by the tribe. Chi decided that they would die trying to survive. The women gathered sticks to build the fire. The two women cut thin strips from the bundle of babiche and made it into nooses the size of a rabbit's head to make snares or traps to catch rabbits. As they walked to set the snares, Sa heard a rustling noise and the two women saw a squirrel running up a tree. Sa threw her hatchet at the squirrel and got him. The women boiled the squirrel meat for dinner. The two women pilfered in the camps that were left behind by the tribe and got many supplies, including caribou skins. They made a shelter of caribou skins and sat in the shelter, not speaking. Outside of their shelter, they heard a screeching. A rabbit was caught in their snare. The two women went and got the dead rabbit to add it to their dinner pile and then went to bed. The next day, Chi woke up and made a new campfire. Sa soon woke up. Both women were forlorn and began to cry when they remembered that they were alone. Sa's voice, hoarse from the cold night, said, "We must stop crying. We are going to prove them wrong, the people and death." She was inspired again and deliberately smiled to show Sa she felt the same way. The women got up to start preparing for their new day.